The Supreme Court on Tuesday upheld the long-standing interpretation of birthright citizenship, rejecting President Donald Trump's executive order declaring that children born in the United States to parents who are in the country illegally or temporarily are not U.S. citizens. For Awada Espinoza, an immigrant based in Houston, the decision offers hope that she and her husband can expand their family.
Me as a DACA applicant, right now with the uncertainty what's going to happen to DACA, that we couldn't be left on the without any documentation, that puts us at ease because we know that if we were to have another child, that child will still remain with the U.S. citizen like my other three kids.
Espinoza said she came to the United States from Mexico in 1991 at the age of 8. She is a recipient of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, the federal program created in 2012 that protects certain undocumented children from deportation. Espinoza and her husband are raising three children in a blended family. She says U.S. citizenship is important because she wants her children to avoid the uncertainty she experienced growing up without legal status.
For them, it's important. This is important because that way they don't have to go to struggle. If I were to return to my country, they're free to move whichever side they want to move to without them not having an uncertainty like I was raised in uncertainty. So that gives a stability for my children as well.
Martha Arevalo, Executive Director of the Central American Resource Center, says the organization has been walking alongside immigrant families through moments of both hope and uncertainty.
We celebrate alongside those families because this decision confirming something that they have known already is that their children belong.
The Supreme Court's decision, which reaffirms the long-standing judicial interpretation of the 14th Amendment, came on the final day of the court's term.
We stand together at an important moment for our country. We welcome the Supreme Court's decision confirming birthright citizenship, a constitutional guarantee that has been part of our nation's promise.
While she welcomed the ruling, the immigrant rights advocate said she remains concerned that justices voted against it.
This decision should not have been a split decision.
The Supreme Court's latest term has centered on President Trump's expansive claims of presidential power and has largely ruled in his favor. But after the court's birthright citizenship ruling, Trump criticized the decision, calling it, quote, too bad. Speaking to reporters after the ruling was issued, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson said he was disappointed by the decision.
It's become a tourism, birthing tourism, they call it, you know.
American Civil Liberties Union attorney Mark Rosenbaum said the 14th Amendment is clear and questioned the administration's motives.
The argument of the Trump administration that these words mean other than what they say is a crazy theory, a dirty, wacko, and dishonest interpretation meant to racialize citizenship.
As America celebrates its 250th anniversary this weekend, Rosenbaum reminded the public how the 14th Amendment came to be.
The Citizenship Clause derived from a moral revulsion to slavery and the great American disgrace of treating children of color as chattel, unworthy of citizenship. It was to help undo Americans' original sin.
He says that, like slavery, this attempt to overturn the 14th Amendment's guarantee of birthright citizenship will forever be a stain on the U.S. presidency.
When Frederick Douglass asked, "What to the slave is the 4th of July?" he challenged a nation celebrating freedom in name while excluding enslaved people from its promise. That is and must be an impossibility. More than 170 years later, on the very week when our nation prepares to celebrate its independence, immigrant families, already racially profiled by this cruel and ugly administration, were forced to wonder whether that promise would be denied to their children as the president sought to breathe new life into the legacy of slavery. It reminds us that the work of bearing slavery and its evil tentacles of racism is far from over.
For KPFA, I'm YouthWorks intern Pearl Petro-French.